sports time. I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
A look at sports. First of all, in the local area scene, there is some great baseball going on this weekend at the Wisconsin American Legion Baseball Class A 19U State Tournament in Prairie du Chien at St. Ferial Park. In fact, the action was all postponed yesterday, moved to today. The first game of the morning saw Gaze Mills defeat Horicon 3-2, advancing in the winner's bracket. The opening ceremonies for the tournament will be held at 6:30 this evening. And then tonight at 7, Westby is going to take on Prairie du Chien. Westby at 20-2, Prairie du Chien at 11-9. Teams in the consolation bracket will meet again tomorrow morning at 10, and then in the afternoon at 1, with the winner's bracket games at 4 and 7 in Prairie du Chien. Home Talent Baseball coming up for Sunday, the last week of the regular season for Home Talent teams. Muscadet on the road at Argyle, Ridgeway at Blanchardville, and Dodgeville at Hollandale among the games. Arena finishes up at Belleville, Scholesburg-Benton at Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb. A week away from the Western Section playoffs, the Northern Section will be into playoff mode tomorrow. Sauk Prairie at Middleton, Cross Plains at Wisconsin Dells, Reedsburg travels to Ashton, and Black Earth at Mesa Maney. Bryce Terang and Jake Bowers powered a 5-run fifth inning with home runs. Shane Drouin allowed 2 runs and 4 hits in 6 innings, and the Brewers beat the Angels last night 6-2. Drouin at 6-4 allowed 2 runs on 4 hits and walked 1 while delivering his 5th straight start of 6 innings or more for the National League Central leading Brewers, who have won 9 of 13 games. Starter Ryan Johnson gave up 5 runs and 6 hits in 4 1/3 innings for the Angels, who have lost 4 straight, 7 of 8 and 19 of 24. You'll be able to hear the broadcast of the game tonight with the pregame at 8 o'clock on WRCE FM 107.7. That game getting underway with first pitch time around 8:38. The Guardians acquired outfielder Blake Perkins and right-handed pitcher Craig Yoho from the Brewers for catcher Bo Naylor and right-hander Cody Hoyer. Naylor and Hoyer have been assigned to the Brewers' 40-man roster and assigned to AAA Nashville. The Guardians have not determined where Perkins and Yoho will report. Major League Baseball's trade deadline is approaching Monday. Several top pitchers could be on the move. Tarek Skubal, a 2-time Cy Young winner, is a standout candidate. Despite recent surgery, he's been performing well for the Tigers. The Tigers are still on the outside of the playoff race, which complicates their trade decisions. Other pitchers like Freddy Peralta and Mason Miller are also attracting attention. Teams like the Yankees, Rays, and Dodgers are clear buyers, while other teams remain undecided. The deadline is coming up at 5 o'clock Central Time on Monday, and many teams are weighing their options as they consider potential trades. A final today in the majors, Toronto has defeated St. Louis by a score of 5-1. Lots of games under the lights tonight, including the Yankees playing in Chicago against the Cubs. Minnesota and Seattle tied at 3 in the top of the 7th in the American League, and Miami is leading the Mets 5-2 in the top of the 6th. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft is coming off the physically unable to perform list as he continues his comeback from a torn anterior cruciate ligament. The move clears Kraft to return to practice. Packers coach Matt LaFleur says Kraft won't be taking part in team drills for now. He caught 32 passes for 498 yards and 6 touchdowns in 8 games last season. Caitlin Clark had 26 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists for her 4th career triple-double, and the Indiana Fever won their 5th straight game with a 112-98 victory over the Portland Fire on Friday night. New York officials have sued prediction market platform Kalshi for potentially billions of dollars, calling it illegal, unlicensed gambling operations, as the state seeks to halt its operations and force the company to forfeit its profits. New York joins a growing number of states filing lawsuits, and other companies are in the running as well in a dispute with the Donald Trump administration over who regulates the fast-growing prediction market. New York's lawsuit was filed yesterday in state Supreme Court. The Big Ten and Southeastern conferences have agreed to support a Senate bill that seeks to regulate college sports, ending a breakneck week of negotiations and pulling the bipartisan measure out of what looked like a certain death spiral. School presidents from both conferences voted to back the bill after receiving last-minute concessions over language regarding third-party name, image, likeness deals and the so-called associated entities that often make up those arrangements. With a look at WRCO Sports, I am Phil Nee.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.